You're listening to Business Lunch with Roland Fraser. This is your seat at the table. Thank you for tuning in, and you're listening to Business Lunch with Roland Fraser. My name is Darren Clark, and I'm the producer of the show. This snackable episode is a follow-up from episode 135 last week. So listen in if you want to take the fast track to growing your business. Today, Roland is talking more about the incumbency advantage and breaks down three more of the five strategies to increase your chance of success. So you know the key players in your industry. What could or should you be doing that they do? It's a good question, and Roland has great insight. But before we begin, if you're enjoying the episode, please open up your Apple Podcasts app and hit that subscribe button. We'd love to reach more listeners like you, and also we'd love to hear how our podcast is helping you. But for now, let's get stuck in.
Follow these five simple steps to give your business the incumbency advantage. Number three, use trust agents. Agora attracts the biggest personalities. It's able to trade on big names to draw attention, leads, and trust agent-based conversions. No doubt about it, big names definitely sell. Influencers are all the rage because they have audiences that look to them as aspirational figures to copy or as trusted guides to recommend products and services. And so Agora contracts or partners with big names like Neil Patel, Grant Cardone, or James Altucher in their industries because those names are well known and trusted in their market niches. Many smaller companies don't have access to or can't afford those branded personalities. In those cases, you may need to attempt to gain a trust agent organically by sending out your products or offering your services to influencers to get them to use your product or service and then let the world know about it. I know Chili Bed saw a 10x spike in sales when Tim Ferriss let his audience know about the mattress cooling product that they offered that Tim used and loved. They had been in business for 10 years with not much growth or sales until the magic of the Tim Ferriss effect. Or you can try a service like Cameo or an agent. Cameo is an app that lets you have famous people do little blurbs for you for not a whole lot of money. The actionable takeaway is you might be able to partner with bigger names if you can find an access point, someone who knows them, or some charitable cause or other personal interest that the name brand personality has that might cause them to enter into a below market deal with you. Or you can start with smaller micro influencers and gradually work your way up the star power chain as you make more money and have greater levels of success, notoriety, and cash to work with. Several people have done this. Start with your ultimate dream endorsement in mind and then work your way back through people and organizations they know and work with until you find somebody that you can access and afford. Hire a partner with them, and then they can refer you onward and upward on that chain. The key here is to actually focus a portion of your efforts and budget on those trust agents, on those influencers. Four, high profit, high demand niches. Agora operates in high-revenue, back-end, product-driven niches like finance and investing. Many gurus do not have a passion for these high-risk, high-margin niches, and if you don't, that's okay. I've seen successful entrepreneurs create value chains in everything from business signs to floor coverings to legal services, teeth whitening to superfoods, and any sort of information-based business you can imagine. Agora starts its customers out by selling them on one small investment. If that's where the value chain ended, it'd be hard for Agora to make any profit because their customer acquisition cost is much higher than the initial investment, like we talked about a minute ago. It's the higher priced back-end products that make the initial customer acquisition cost work. So your actionable takeaway here is you have to develop, create an affiliate relationship with, or acquire higher priced, high margin products or services to be able to sell them to your list after they purchase the initial things. This allows you to go negative on the front end acquisition, yet still eventually make a profit within your ARPS. That's acceptable recruitment period. And I just had a consultation about this with a very well-known public figure that's a member of our War Room Mastermind, and they were selling a low-cost front-end product and actually making a little profit, but they couldn't afford to scale and increase the spend and customer acquisition costs to expand into related markets because those only returned 80% on ad spend. But they didn't have a high-ticket product in their product line. So we added a group coaching and mastermind product in the mix, and that provided significantly higher prices and profits. So now the possibilities for additional ad spend and market development has increased by over 5 times. Take a look at your value chain and create bundles, continuity products, affiliate offerings, higher priced products and or services that permit you to increase your ARPS and your LCV so that you can correspondingly increase your acceptable customer acquisition cost and thereby get more customers. risk tolerance. Agora has a floor full of attorneys to help them defend against challenges associated with their chosen industries. Now, many gurus don't have that resource and could be out of business with just one regulatory battle. One reason Agora makes so much money is that it operates in financial and business opportunity niches that might be considered by several to be high risk from a regulatory standpoint. As a matter of fact, I recently just saw an FTC action letter against Agora. If you are going to play in those markets, you're going to need excellent legal compliance and a strong stomach, because once you reach any kind of scale, there are likely to be legal and regulatory challenges that come up. This is both good and bad, because many would-be competitors will either be shut out after their first challenge, or they'll shy away from your niche because they don't have an appetite for the associated risk. And we've seen this in some businesses where we've had to fight through challenges, hire attorneys, incur settlement expenses, where it made more sense to settle than to pay attorneys to fight, even when we were in the right. And the actionable takeaway here is Agora wins at high-margin, high-risk industries because it's willing to deal with the consequences of operating in those industries. If you're comfortable with this as well, then you'll need to plan a war chest fund to cover attorney's fees, settlement costs, and missteps that you might make along the way. If you're not comfortable with this, then just stay away from offers in finance, making money, weight loss, and health. Those are all super profitable, super high-demand niches, but they do carry risk that's higher than other potential options. So the end result here is that Agora has an amazing model for Agora. You could say the same thing for Amazon. Why don't all e-commerce sellers just copy Amazon's model? But because Amazon has size, scale, capital, history, and other advantages those e-commerce sellers do not, it is really harder. Just because somebody has a proven amazing model doesn't mean it's easily duplicatable or that you should try to copy it in your industry. It makes sense to look to the most successful incumbents in your industry as models to take the best that can work for you, but also recognize the advantages that they get simply from the fact that they're the incumbent, that they're the 500-pound gorilla, that they've been there for a long time. You can achieve many of the benefits of incumbency by following the five key factors that we discussed here. You can go negative, number one. Number two, hiring the best talent. Number three, using trust agents. That's like influencers and famous people. Four, operating in high margin, high demand niches. And five, being risk tolerant. Even if you're not yet big or successful enough to do what Agora does, you can still follow the five actionable takeaways that we've talked about in this podcast and apply them to your business to increase your chances of success by benefiting from many of these incumbency advantages. I hope that you enjoyed listening. I hope you'll take this stuff and put it to use. Thank you for being here with us today.
Thanks again for listening. And if you're enjoying the show and you want to go to the next level and get to actually work with Roland, we are doing a Leverage Exit Grow Scale Intensive, which we call LEGS. These are two-day in-person intimate workshops with Roland, where you and a small group of business owners will deep dive into 30 plus core strategies to implement into your business in order to 10x over the next 12 months. Here's Roland to tell you about it.
Hey everybody, Roland Frazier here. Just want to let you know I'm going to be teaching a completely revised version of the two-day intensive on how to leverage, exit, grow and scale, LEGS intensive. So if you want to grow your company's revenue, profits, and valuation, then this is probably going to be one of the most important events you ever attend. Nobody teaches this stuff, and very few people in the world actually have the experience of completing the number of deals across the breadth of industry needed to know how. So I've founded, owned, grown, leveraged, scaled, and or sold over 24 different businesses across an equal number of industries, and sales were ranging anywhere from $1 million all the way up to a couple of $1 billion. And in this rapid-paced intensive, you're going to learn a whole bunch of things, including how to achieve your three-year growth goals in the next 12 months, what to do to overcome growth stalls to reactivate revenue and profit compounding. We're going to talk about our proven strategy that's guaranteed to 5x your lead flow and a whole lot more. I hope to see you there.
So the two-day intensive will be held in the San Diego area on March 16th and 17th. And for more information, go to legsintensive.com. That's legsintensive.com. And we'll leave a link in the show notes.
You've been listening to Business Lunch with Roland Frazier. If you're enjoying the show, let us know by subscribing and leaving a review. And for more information, go to businesslunchpodcast.com. Thank you for listening.
What if 3 days could change the course of your business in 2023? Get Scalable Live is where you'll gain great clarity on the next steps that will help you create the business, life, and wealth you deserve. Connect with business owners and entrepreneurs just like you, hungry for advice, proven strategies, and necessary connections to grow a business.
Literally, million-dollar conversations are happening in the hallways, in the bathrooms, across tables.
Get Scalable Live at Fairmont Austin, November 2nd through 4th. Tickets are on sale now at GetScalableLive.com.